Daf is Daf Pei Gimel. So we got to two lines down from the top of the two dots. Gemara quotes from the Mishnah: Chola Machila Nosval Pi Bikin. If the person's sick, you're allowed to feed them based on the advice of the Bikin, the doctor. So Amar Rabbi Yanai Chola Omer Tzarech Rofei Omer Eino Tzarech. There's a machlokas. The Chola thinks that he needs to eat, and the doctor says there's no need for you to eat. You'll be fine. Show me the Chola. Listen to the Chola. My time, and what's the reason? The court of Patsuk appears in Mishle, Lev Yodea Maras Nafsho. The person knows his pain. Pshita, the Gemara is obvious. Now, the same of what we do thought, Rofei Kimle Tvei, maybe the doctor knows better. Kamashmala, no, the Chola knows better. Let's say it's the opposite, where the Rofei Omer Tarech, Vechola Omer Eno Tarech. The doctor says you need to eat. The Chola says, I'm fine, I'll make it. So, what do we do here? Shomim Lerofei, we listen to the doctor, my time, Tunva Hu Denokit Le. What's that mean? Rashi says, Tunva shtus, machmas cholya. He just wasn't thinking properly. He didn't have his head in it. So we trust the doctor. Tanan, the Mishnah says, Chola machilin osa al pi bikin. Al pi bikin in al pi atmalo. The Mishnah seems to indicate we only trust the doctors. We never trust what the Chola says. So Gemara says, al pi bikin in al pi boke echelo. No, the diak is to, we trust two doctors, we don't trust one doctor. But if the Chola says he needs to eat, then we trust the Chola for certainly. So Gemara says, Hachum askinan de amar lo trichana, v'lisfei le'a pi baki. What's the case here? So Gemara says,
the Chola says he doesn't need it.
The Chola says he doesn't need it. So, and the doctor says, the one doctor says he does need it. So v'lisfei le'a pi baki. So why not? If the one baki says we should listen to that baki over, so now the issue is two doctors are arguing what to do. And the Chola takes the side that you don't need to eat. That's when we don't trust the one baki against another baki in the Chola. So the Gemara says, so then we need another doctor to say that they need to eat, and then we'll trust the two bikin to eat. Gemara says, pshita, it's obvious. Suffolk nefashos who? Suffolk nefashos hakel. If it's a suffolk, it's a mechsa, 50-50, so we're always going to go lakula for suffolk nefashos. Gemara says, lo tzricha de'ika treachrini ba'adei, tamri lo tzarech. There are two people, two doctors who say you don't no need to eat, along with the chola. And then there are two other doctors who are saying that you do need to eat. So the Gemara says, that's the chiddush. V'yaf agav damar of safri, even though we say normally trei kameo, umei ketrei, even though we don't care once there are numbers, once it's three and two, it's all two versus two. Once you get to two, there's no numbers anymore. That's only when it comes to edus, when it comes to testimony. Once you have two to 100, it's all the same. When you're trying to assess a situation, and then you go based on the majority of how many people say what. That's when it comes to assessing a value of something, when it comes to the mamonis. Here's suffolk nefashos. Even though it's two against three, and one would think you should listen to the three and not feed them, here we're being suffolk nefashos. We trust even the minority. But then the Gemara says, "B'ham midikatani sefer." From the fact that sefer says,
"Why couldn't you have one over the three?"
Because one person does not get. You need a minimum of two. It sounds like you need two. Even here, there's some level of edus.
It doesn't have to be more than the other side, but it still needs to be two.
Exactly. Why? What's the basis for that? Not sure if Rashi quotes anything. Could be we're using Aegis as a model to have at least two, but we still take into account each person above that. Actually, we don't anymore. Once you have two, then it's final. So then the Gemara says, is this really true? V'havmi dekatani seifa v'im ein sham b'kim machil nosa piatzmo mechal dereisha damar tzarech. So the seifa sounds like if there are no doctors and the Chola says that he needs to eat, we feed him. So then the Gemara says, and it implies that the Reish is a case, Damar Tzarech, where he says he needs to, and yet it still says only when the doctors say you're allowed to, but when he says it on his own, we don't trust him. So the Gemara says there's something missing here, Chasur Mechser of Hachi Katani. The Mishnah should be read as follows. Bamed Vamar Murin, when is this true that we say Damar Lo Tzarech Ani, where he says he doesn't need anything, where is what true, what's his qualifying, let's see. Aval Amar Tzarech Ani, Ein Sham Bikim, Trei elchad damar lo tzarech machilin also al piatmo. Meaning, when do we say you can't trust him? We don't go based on himself. That's when he says he doesn't need to eat. But if he says he needs to eat, and there are no doctors, there are not two doctors, but there's only one that says he doesn't need to eat, so then we trust him al piatmo. So in other words, we always trust two bikim. If there aren't two Bikim, it's just him versus one, so then his statement will override the doctor's statement. Okay, you have to make a cheshbon in all these cases, how to get it organized, what the different permutations are. Mar Baravashi Amar Kol Hecha the Amar Tzarech Ani. Whenever he says he needs, Afila Ikamea Dami Lotzarech, the Didei Sheminen, Shenemar Lev Yodeb Maras Nafsha. We don't care how many doctors are going against him. The moment the Chol says he needs seed, we trust him. Tanan, the Mishnah says, Im Ein Sham Bikin Machil Nosal Piatma, Taima Deleka Bikin, Ha Ika Bikin Lo. The Mishnah seems to indicate that only when he's by himself do we trust him, but if it's him up against any doctor, we don't trust him over the doctors. The Gemara says, no, here too, Hachi Kamar. When do we need to rely on the doctors when he says he doesn't need anything? So then only if two doctors say you do need to, it, we feed. Aval Amar Tzarchani, if he says I need to, Ein Sham Bikim Klal, Machil Nosal, we don't acknowledge the doctors at all. Machil Nosal Al Piatzmo Shenemar Lev Yodea Maras Nafsha. New Mishnah says, Misha Achso Bomos, persons overtaken by a certain chola, a certain disease, which is, Rashi explains, it comes because of famine, for starvation, and the eyes begin to dim, and he's on the path of death. So the Mishnah says, Machil Nosal Al Fil Dvar Metameim, you give whatever it takes, you feed him anything, Ad She Yairu Einav, until his eyes come back, his vision is restored, which indicates he's healthy. Misha Nashchal Kelev Shote, a person who's bitten by a wild dog, Ein Machil Nosal Mechatzer, Kaveh Shalo. Apparently it was the practice to give him to eat from the kidney of that very dog that heals them. So we say we don't do this. And I think it's because of Chukas Akum. And Rav Masya ben Charash Mati permitted this. The ode, moreover, Amar Rabbi Masya ben Charash Achoshish Begron, a person who has a sore throat, Matilin lo sam besoch piv v'shabes, v'pnei shusafik nefashos. A sore throat, the strep can turn into something very deadly. Nowadays we have medicine that takes care of it, but back then they didn't have medicine. So a person could take some type of medication on Shabbos because it could result in death. Misha Nafla Olav Mepolis, person who is stuck underneath a building that had fallen. Safik Husham, Safik Enusham, you don't know if he's there or not. Safik Chai, Safik Mei, Safik Bekusi, Safik Yisrael. You don't know if he's alive, if he's dead, if he's Jewish, he's not Jewish. Mefakhin Olav Zagal, you remove all the boulders. If you find that he's alive, then you continue to do whatever it takes to get the rubble off of him. If you find him and he's dead, then you leave it until after Shabbos to then provide the proper kavod hames. So the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, minayin hayu yodin sheheiru einav. How do you know when his eyes are better, his vision's restored? Mishayavchin bein tov l'ra, when he could distinguish between good and bad. Amar bai uvitame. Tama in taste. You give him something to taste, something that's good and something that went bad, I guess. And if you could taste the difference, then it tells us, but wait a second. No, Tama probably means reasoning with an understanding, not with taste. No, it actually means taste. So what's the connection here?
That's probably part of the sickness.
The taste, but then...
I mean, you can now understand if something tastes
right.
Good or it tastes bad.
That's the rash. It's the difference between a good taste and a bad.
But that, what does that do with vision?
No, yeah, he quotes here in the bottom of the area that the part of this bulimus disease is that he doesn't have tongue.
Uh-huh.
He can't tell the difference between the top shelf toes and the top shelf
toes. So once his taste is restored, that indicates that his vision is restored as well. Why can't we just ask him, could you see how many fingers am I holding up? Wouldn't that be much easier?
I think it's both.
Both of them you do?
I think it's two different things. There's the other part and there's the taste part.
Uh-huh, okay. Fine. Varna Kota Bright, the Tanur Rabbanan, Misha Achsu Bolmos, Machil Noso Hakel Hakel. You give him the lesser of the Isurim. It's available, so you always go to the lesser Isur. Tevel Unevela, Machil Noso Unevela, Unevela is the lesser of the two. Tevel Vishvisis, Shvius is the lesser of the two. Tevel Vachuma, Tanahu, that's Machlokis, which is worse. Tevel untithed fruits or Chuma, that goes to the coin. The Sani, the Bright, says, Machil Noso Tevel, Vein Machil Noso Chuma. And Bentema Omer, no, Chuma Vlo Tevel. This is a big machlokas, how to understand these different things here. I think machlokas is about Shvius here, actually. Rashi says, Tevel v'Shvius, two wide lines down, says Rashi, Machil Noso Shvius, La'achar Zman Habir, Shehitil, HaTevel B'Misa B'Dei Shemayim, V'Shvius Ba'aseh. So Rashi says there's an Isser to eat Shemitah fruits after the Bir. So I believe there's a machlok. I think the Ramban says something different here. You have anything like that? Got it. Yeah, the Tosfos Rid is the one who says that's referring to fruits that were grown during Shemitah. That's the issue we're talking about. As opposed to Rashi, referring to Achar Bir, it's a very fundamental machlokas. I forget exactly what the root here of the machlokas is, but this is very important. Okay, then the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Heicha de'efshir b'chulin d'chuli amalo pligi de'misakinin le umisafinin le. When it's possible for him to eat chulin, so then we feed him that, even though it requires some tikkun, I guess, and fixing, and perhaps cooking, even though it's yontif, or rather it's referring to really fixing from chuma and meiser, then that would be preferred. One second, looking Rashi for a second. Rashi says, chulin v'ein machlin otzal lo tevel lo chuma. Keep thinking, when do we argue? When their machlok is above? B'dilo efshir b'chulin. When chulin isn't available, says Rashi, d'lo efshir b'chulin elim kein ochel es kula, unless he eats all of it, the kamar machilin oso atevel kemoshu, d'lo yafrishu mimenu tshumasa l'achilu tshuma l'atzma v'chulin l'atzma. Ben tema omer, mutav sheyafrishu tshumasa v'achilu kalacha l'atzma lo yachilu tevel kemoshu. What happens? I've got a pile of tevel here. So if I could separate the tevel and then I have the remaining chulin, and that chulin would be enough for me to, or the person to get healthy, that's the best thing. First fix it, and then have the chulin. But let's say the situation where he needs to eat the entire amount. So is it better to leave it as is, as the tevel, or is it better to separate the truma and the chulin, and eat them each separately? Chulin's completely mutter, and only a few amounts of it will be aser and truma. Or is it better to eat one whole thing of tevel, even though I won't be having any chulin, it's all tevel. That's the machlokas. The Gemara explains, ki pligi bidul efshir b'chulin, where it's not enough to have the chulin. You need the entire amount of food that's in front of you. Mar saver tevel chamer. Tevel is more chamer, therefore it's better to separate the chuma and eat chuma and chulin. And mar saver chuma chamer, where chuma is worse, and therefore better to leave it as is, to eat it as tevel. Mar saver tevel chamer about chuma chazi lekar. And the reason why tevel is chamer, because no one's allowed to eat from it. It's also to everybody. At least chuma is roi for the kohanim, so there's some heter, and that's why it's better to have chuma than tevel. Umar saver chuma chamor. Chuma is more serious. About tevel ef shalitkune. Chuma, it's chamor, there's no way to fix it. It's the final stage. Tevel, since it has the ability to be fixed, even though it's not yet fixed, but it shows there's a certain leniency within the tevel, that makes it more lenient than chuma. So that's this far. We've got a big page on Beis now. Plenty of time, though. Gemara says now on top, Efshir b'chulin b'shita, if it's possible to have chulin, that's obvious, of course, you'll first separate the chuma and then eat the chulin. What's the chiddush? Gemara says, lo tricha b'shabbos. We're talking about Shabbos. Gemara says, of course, Shabbos nami b'shita, it's obvious. Tilta midirbanu. It's all it is, tilta midirbanu, which interesting, it calls a tilta. Tilta is usually the term used for muksa. Not an issue of muksa, really the issue is going to be of tikkun mana. I mean, he's just trying to say that there's an iser midirbanan here involved in separating chumas and maisos. Right, that's what they point out in the bottom here, yeah. They say it's a kasha, it's a tzarchin gadol, they say here. The Gilyan Ashas points this out, apparently, in Yivamos, that really should be mishum tikkun mana and not an issue of tilto. Tilto is muksa. Okay, so it's a tzarchin. But either way, being mafish chuma is only an iser midirbanan, so therefore, of course, you could separate it to eat chulun. So Gemara says, "Halcha b'may askinan." What's the case here? Ba'atet sheino naka. We're talking.
It doesn't mean muksa.
But that's the problem here because tevel is muksa.
Because that's the only thing you're doing. He's saying according to that, there's a shita that says that hafrashas truma is not issur d'oraisa. So all you're doing is moving muksa. When you remove the tevel, you're doing it's only issur you're involved with. There's issur d'oraisa muksa.
No, but the Gemara in Beita says is an issur of tikkun mana. That's another midirbanan. Why are we concerned only with the muksa, not the aspect of tikkun mana? What makes one worse than the other? Now, there is an Indian, there's a Rashi in Pesachim which seems to indicate that muksa is deraisa. It's a das yachid there, but such an opinion exists. There's more basis of muksa in the Torah than there is for tikkun mana. Could be that that's the issue. Okay, but the Gilyan Ashas asks this question and leaves it as a tzarchin gadol. And he doesn't ask it, but that's apparently what he's trying to get at. So the Gemara says, what's the case here where we're dealing with an atitz sheino nakiv, a pot that's above the ground that has no holes in it. So that's only chayiv midirabanan. So what's going on here? So mar saver tevel chamor, umar saver chuma chamura. Look at Rashi, the top right, batzitzeno nakuv to tevel shalom midirabanan. Vishvus da afrashas maestros. Rashi takes it as afrashas maestros. It's not referring to muksa. Shvus da afrashas maestros b'shabes dirabanan. Shashmuin, and we see from here sheyitcha shvus velo yachilu tevel. Dirabanan, better to do the shvus of separating it than to eat the tevel midirabanan. The also lemishre nami tevel deraisa kiagabno, because that might lead you to start permitting tevel which is only deraisa. That's the concern here. So let's see. So why is tevel chamura versus truma chamura? I think where they're getting at is something very interesting here. I'll tell you in a second. I'll make sure I'm getting this right. Okay, I mean, no one's really explaining anything here, but it's machlokes on a derabanan level whether chuma or tevel is more chamer. There's a sheet that's rivet that holds, even by something that's tevel midirabanan, if you make it into chuma, it will be chuma deraisa. Certain types of fruit. So, for example, midiraisa, everybody agrees that in Eretz Yisrael, the gancha, which is the chamisha mine dagan, and tiroshcha, v'yitzarcha, when it comes to wine and olive oil, everyone agrees it's all chayiv midiraisa. And when it comes to vegetables, yerek, everyone agrees that's only chayiv midirabanan. When it comes to all other fruits, that's a machlokas rishonim. Rashi and most rishonim hold other fruits are also midirabanan. Rambam holds that other fruits are chayiv deraisa. That's a basic machlokas. There's a ravid that says that even things that are only chayiv midirabanan, if you and when you mafresh it, it becomes a chuma deraisa. That's shita's a ravid. Rav Shechter compared it to the Grashita by eating matzah, that even though there's no chiv to eat matzah on the rest of the nights other than the Leil Rishon, if one does eat matzah, you get to kim deraisa, you get a mitzvah deraisa of eating matzah additionally. So too, chumal, even though certain cases only chiv midirabanam, it can create a chiv deraisa. Anyways, it seems to not take that into account here, but even on a derabanan level, that's machlokas here. Is it going to be better to eat tevel midirabanam or ti truma midirabanan? So the Gemara says now, five lines down, lema tanaihi. Let's say this is a machlokas tanaim. Disani, the Braisa says, misha nashchu nachash karin lo rofe. Now we're going to a different topic now. We're going back to Rashi says, we're trying to connect this machlokas to earlier. It says Rashi in the top right, lema tanaihi hach diraba damar bide'ef shir b'chulin misakinin lei. If it's possible to, all you need is to eat the chulin, so you should first fix the tevel, get rid of all the chumas and maises, and now you should eat the chulin. B'dachin and Shabbos, and you violate Shabbos, even though it's only Isser Midirbanan, the hafrashas Shabbos, hafrashas chuma b'Shabbos, mikame yachilas tevel, the datit sheno nakiv dirabanan. So again, the worst case scenario is if you eat the tevel midirabanan here. So it's Dirabanan versus Dirabanan. So it's better to do Hafrashas Chuma and violate the Din Dirabanan of being Hafrashas Chuma on Shabbos, but it's better to eat the Tevel Dirabanan. So that Machlokas is same exact Machlokas Tanaim. So again, the Gemara says, Lema Tanaim, maybe it's a Machlokas Tanaim. Misha Nashcho Nachash, Nachash, a snake bites someone. Karin LaRofa, you could call a doctor, Mimokum Lamokum from far away, you could even violate Shabbos to have him come. Umakarin Lo Satarnagolas, you could tear open a chicken. To apparently it's some type of refuah to place it on the makeh, but goes in low as a creation, and you could rip out certain types of it's food that's attached to the ground. I don't know exactly what it is. Umachilin also, and you could feed it to him. Vein tzarech laaser divrei Rebbe. You don't have to take any meiser. Just give the creation, give the food, do whatever it takes to get this individual healthy. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon Omer, lo yochal ad shi'aser. No, you should first take meiser and then feed it. So this machlok is whether you should tuf a meiser or just eat it straight. That's the machlokas here in the Mishnah. So Gemara says, name a Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, he, but lo Rebbe. So maybe you could suggest that this, who is this? Rabba who holds which way, that you don't have to take meiser, he holds like Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. But lo Rebbe, and it's not like Rebbe. So Gemara says, no, afilu tema, Rebbe, you could still say, Rebbe, author of the Mishnah, ad kam lo kamar Rebbe Hossam elin and meiser yerek derban. Rebbe only said this by meiser and yerek, vegetables. Remember I mentioned before, when it comes to vegetables, everybody agrees vegetables only chayim mid derbanon. So karishin are only vegetables. So since it's only meiser derbanon, there's no need to waste time and be mafresh meiser. Just give him the vegetables, even though it's tevel, without having to be concerned. Ababa Meiser Dagon, the Tevel Deraisahu, which is more serious than Afil Rebbe Moda, that you should take Mafish Meiser first before feeding it him. Because the Isharis Le Batus Shein Onakiv, if you permit some, let's say, grains that are growing in a pot, and then you might also lemechal about to shade onakiv. You might do the same thing if you have grains growing in a potted pot, a hold pot, perforated pot, and think that's going to also be aser only mid their bottom and allowed to eat it, but they don't know when you have a pot that has holes, since it draws nourishment from the ground, that's actually chiv tevel mideraisa. So since you might assume from grains in a pot to grains to a perforated pot, they said you should take maaser in all cases above. But when it comes to a case that's vegetables, which is always only going to be, at best, midirabanan, then he says there's no reed to be mafresh, you could eat the tevel midirabanan. Everyone good? Fine. Gemara says, Tanu rabanan, misha achso bolmos ma'achil noso dvash v'chol mini mesika. She dvash v'chol mini mesika ma'arina me'irin me'or einav shel adam. A person has this bolmos, he's taken over by starvation, so you should feed him honey and other sweets, because apparently that brings back the vision. Even though there's no full proof, there is some hint. There's a pasuk that's found in Shmuel. It says, "Ru na, they should see ki oro enai ki ta'amti madvash hazeh. They should see my vision. They should see my vision has been restored because I tasted a little bit of the honey. That sugar helps. My afal pishen raya davar. What's it? There's no raya. The hasam la b'olmos achiza. Meaning, it sounds like a very good raya." Pasuk in Shmuel, even though it's only Nevi'im, it sounds like a very good raya. The Mesika brings back the eyesight. Mara says, whoever said that, he lost his eyesight because of Bulmas. He lost it for some other reason. But it's not a raya that Bulmas, it affects, it really can help restore vision that's been lost by Bulmas. And Mara now says, Amar Abai, last narrow line, Amar Abai, lo shanu elalacha achila. This is only true after he's eaten something beforehand. Do the sweets help out? About kodem achilu migara gara. But if he eats the sweets beforehand, then Rashi says mamshich es halev l'tavos ravon, makes him even hungrier. So that's why we always give the kids candy only after they eat. You need to first fill themselves up, and then they could walk off with a nice sweet taste in their mouth. Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, this pasuk is found in also Shmuel. It says vayimtzu ish mitzri besada, and they found the Egyptian man in the field. Vayichol so el davar, they brought him back to David, and vayitnu lo lechem, they gave him bread, vayochel vayishaku maim, they gave him water to drink, vayitnu lo pelach devela, they gave him some fig cakes, which is sweet, vishnei tzimukim, and two raisins, vayochel, he ate, vateisha rucho, I love, and his spirit came back, ki lo achel lechem lo shasa maim, shlosha yomim, shlosha leilos, so he had gone 3 days and three nights without eating and drinking. So we see from here that first they gave him bread and water, and only afterwards did they give him some of the sweets, of the raisins. Amr of Nachman, Amr Shmuel, Misha Achzu Balmos Machil Noso Elya Bidvash. You should take a tail of an animal and dip it in honey. That's how it comes back. How you restore your strength. Rav Huna Brei, the Rav Yeshua, Amr Af Solas Nekib Dvash. Even some clean white flour dipped in honey is also very good. And Rav Papa Amar Afilu Kimchi Desari Bidivsha. Even barley flour, which is something that's not typically edible by humans, that too dipped in honey can restore the vision and strength. Amr Yochanan, Pam Achas Achazni Bulmas. Rabbi Yochanan testifies that one time he was overtaken by starvation. Ratzti l'mizracha shateina, and I ran to the east of the fig, probably the fig field, I guess, fig garden, I would imagine. The Kiamti batzmi, and I fulfilled on my own. The pasuk in Kokel, Achachma Techaya V'aleh, and wisdom will save people to help them live. The Tani, the Brisa says, Rav Yosef, I wrote to Litom Tam Teina, person wants to take the very sweet fig, Yifna the Mizrachi, should go to the eastern part of the tree, Shinemar, it says, Umi Meged Tvos Shemesh. From opposite the Shemesh is where the Tvos, the best, I guess, the sweetest produce can be found. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, have a Kazli Borcha, once they're walking, Achse Bolmes, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was overtaken by Bolmes, he was so hungry. So, Kapche Leroa Achle Ripsa, Rabbi Yehuda had forced a shepherd passing by, and he took his bread from him. So, Amalei Rabbi Yossi, Kipachta Esaroa, you caused him a great hefsid, you owe him money. So, Kimata Lamasa, when they got back to the city, Achse Bulmas Rabbi Yossi, now Rabbi Yossi was overtaken by Bulmas, he was so hungry. Hadruhu Balge, and the people of the city started surrounding him with barrels of honey, the tzai, and plates of food. And Amar le Rabbi Yehuda, ani kapachti esaroa, ata kapachti esayir kula. I just caused a loss to one individual. You caused everyone to bring out their food for you, so you caused a greater loss. Vesu, another story, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, have a gazli boruch, and they were, three of them were traveling. Rabbi Meir, have a daik bishma. Rabbi Meir is very medaik on people's names. He tried to understand individuals by their name. And then, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, lo hai v'daik mishma, they didn't try to judge anybody based on their name alone. So, kimate lahu duchta, they got to a certain place, and bo'u ushbisechei, they asked for a place to stay, and yavlahu, they gave him a place to stay. So, amrlo, so they asked the host, ma shimcha, what's your name? Amrlo, he says, Kidur, my name's Kidur. Amar, shema mina adam rashahu. So, Rabbi Meir says to himself, you're an adam rasha. How does he know this? Yeah, there's a pasuk. Shenamar, the pasuk says, this pasuk appears where in the end of Dvarim, it says, ki door tafuchos hema. Door that's ki door is a upside down generation. So Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Ashlimi Le Bikisayo, they filled their food, their mouth up. They ate very well at this individual's house. Rabbi Meir lo Ashlim Le Kisa, he did not fill up. He did not want to eat from this person's table. So Azil Osrei Be Kivra. So what happened? Where did they go next? He went to the base kvaros. It seems like right of a davua. He went to his father's. Of the owner, the host's father's cemetery, apparently. I guess they buried him in the backyard, I don't know. And it's Chazi Le Bechelma, and the father of Kidur had appeared to Rabbi Meir in a dream. And Tashakil Kisa Demanach Aresha Dahau Gavra says, go and take the wallet on your head of that person.
It became the dream of the host.
The host was dreaming this?
No, the Nifter. Father
came in the
dream of his son. Of the host.
Oh, the father into the son. So the son had this dream.
Yeah.
Ah, okay, fine. Yeah? Okay.
I think so.
Yeah, I think you're right. Okay, fine. So he says to him again, Tash Shakyo Kise de Manach Aresha Dahu Gavra. Go take that pouch of money that's on the top of my head. Lamacha the next day was Shabbos. So Amar Lei, so he says, Hachi is Chazi li b'chalma. I saw this dream. He told Rabbi Meir the dream he saw. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Meir says to him, "Chalma de Beishim Shalas Behu Ma'amasha, a dream you see on Friday nights that has no meaning. We don't pay attention to this." So also Rabbi Meir Vinatri Kul Yoma. So Rabbi Meir, he watched his wallet the entire day. He heard his dreams. So the rest of Shabbos he stood by his wallet. So what happened next? So Icy and did I skip the line here? But find the Icy. And what, they brought it to him?
Brought after Shabbos.
Who brought the wallet after Shabbos? See, the Macha, the next day, it's the Amrlo. They said to Kidur, Havlan, Kisan, give us our wallet that you took, or rather we gave to you. Amrlo, so he says, Lo hayidvar mayolam, what do you mean? Never happened? Amrlo, Rabbi Meir says, Amai lo daik v'shmei, you should listen to me. I told you this guy was a Rasha. So Amrlo, they said, Amai lo armaslan mar. So why didn't you tell us all this? So Amalhu, Aimer Damiana Khashasha. I said that I was choshesh for them, but Achzuki Miyamri, I never said he was Vade was a Rasha, just be concerned. Turns out he was. Mishachu Vailu Lachanusa. So they brought him into a store, a bar of some sort, and they had him drink wine. Chazat Slavke Ashbame, and they saw that he had some lentils left over from the meal. Az of Yav Simano Devesa, they went and they gave a simon to his wife. And that the husband told him to give back the wallets to them. And Shaklu of Lichasai Ba'isu, and they apparently took their wallets back, they tricked her. And Azal Eve, Akali Litsa. And then when he came home, he found out that she had returned the wallets to the Chachamim, and he had killed her. Okay? Hainu Detani, that's what the Ba'isa says. Mayim Yishonim Hechilu Basar Chazim, because on the account of not washing Mayim Yishonim, a person was fed Chazir. Right, that's the story Rashi probably alludes to. That Rashi says, "My Mishon Mahachilu Basar Chazir, Pundak Yisrael Hayam Mocher Yisrael Dvarim Hamutarim VaMachilim." A Jewish innkeeper would feed mutter foods to a Yid, Umochel Nachem Basar Chazir Mevushel, and he would give a pig to the non-Jewish guests. By Yisrael Pundak Yisrael Shalom Nato Yadav Kishay Selachol. A certain Jew came and he wasn't washing his hands, so he assumed he wasn't Jewish, and he gave him Chazir. And then, my machronim as nefesh, hargu as nefesh. Because not washing my machronim, that caused them someone to be killed. Because what happened was, when he met they met the host in this this guy Kidur in the tavern. They saw he had some lentils on his mustache, so they were able to figure out he had lentils for dinner. So they went back to the wife and said, "Ah, your husband told us to give the wallets back, and I'll give you the simon. He told us he had lentils for dinner." So because of Mayim Achronim, that led to him killing her. So we see how important it is to wash Mayim Achronim. So those who used to and stopped doing it, maybe should start doing Mayim Achronim again. Okay. And, yeah. Well, it's my fault. Okay. Gemara says, well, Asof, Havadayka B'Shma. At the end, so Rabbi Yehuda, and who's Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, learned their lesson. They started to pay attention more to people's names. Kimati Lahu Beis HaDishme. They got to a certain house whose host's name was Bola. Lo Ailu Lagabe. They wouldn't go inside the house. Dami, they said, Shmamina Rashahu, Dichsiv Omer La Bala Nuufim. He was in the Bala's in the context of Nuufim, adulterated, adulterers. So therefore he stayed far away from this. And okay, fine. That's all the parentheses. We go weiter now. I don't see a good stopping point on top. So maybe we'll stop here. And everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. Okay, what